Yes, back here, Brian Masrowski, Joe Beamer on WBEN. Hope everyone's doing well. Joe, how's it going?
Hey, reunited, Brian. It's going very well. The calm before the storm.
I forgot that we weren't together at all last week either.
No, the last time we did a show together, because it's the last time I was on this computer, signed in as me, we talked candy. That was the last time we did a show together.
Wow. So Halloween, it's been a long time since that's happened. You know, yesterday, Joe, I was talking a little bit about the current state of the media. I kind of want to switch that to restaurants, but I do, you know, one other thought on that. I do find it strange that, you know, this Buffalo News,
yeah,
that they're moving operations to Cleveland is going to impact 160 people are no longer going to have a job involved in printing operations. And it's not just the news. It's a lot of other publications that use those $40 million, you know, big printing presses that, I'm surprised they're just being decommissioned and they won't be used anymore at the Buffalo facility. But 160 jobs are gone just like that. And when New Era's facility in Derby closed, that impacted about 200 jobs that were lost here in Western New York. And I saw every single politician I lined up for weeks in front of the plant in Derby, in front of their headquarters where they were still, you know, keeping jobs in Buffalo.
In front of the stadium.
Rallying against New Era. Calling in front of the stadium, calling for the name to be taken off the stadium. Yeah. For, I mean, just everything to against New Era, against New Era. And it's been, you know, almost a week now. It's been a few days since this was announced. It's not quite the same number of jobs, but it's roughly the same amount. It's a sizable amount of jobs that are going to be eliminated right here in Buffalo. And I haven't heard anything.
No.
There's not a peep from any of the same people who are all still, you know, holding their same office as they were a couple of years ago when this New Era news happened. I haven't heard anything about, you know, demanding that this doesn't happen or for something to be looked at or anything like that. I wonder where it is.
It's 160 jobs at the printing press, Brian, but how about those publications that might not be able to find another place to print? You might be adding jobs to that number when this is all said and done.
But it's, I don't know. I must be missing something here. You know, one company makes a decision, you know, to benefit their bottom line. It ends up in jobs leaving Western New York.
A name
and
off the
everyone,
stadium.
You know, for months, I see every politician lining up to rail against that company for everything going on. The same exact thing happens at the Buffalo News, and I have not heard any of those people speak out. I was looking this morning, you know, for the tweet, for anything, and there hasn't been the mention. And I'm just wondering where that is.
That's the interesting thing, right? It's not even a mention from some of the politicians that, as you said, a few years ago were up in arms. I mean, protesting at three locations quite regularly. We have not heard a thing from them. And, you know, we're a few months away from those jobs.
Labor Act advocates, too. You know, they're standing outside with workers unionizing at Starbucks, at, you know, Spot Coffee, at all these other places, outspoken about the Tesla union push. Nothing about these jobs at the Buffalo News. Interesting, but I thought
maybe they're just waiting. Maybe they're just waiting for something
for the jobs to actually be gone.
Maybe that's what
before
it is.
There's nothing that can be done.
I can't imagine. That's a great point.
Just a little end cap to the show yesterday on the restaurant thing. You know, today is Ash Wednesday, and it really is for a lot of people. There's two kickoffs this week for fish fry season. For a lot of people, it's Friday because it's, you know, the traditional fish fry Friday.
Yeah.
But for more people, it's today. You know, today's the first fish fry because Ash Wednesday is another one of these days. If you're Catholic, especially, not eating meat. And, you know, Ash Wednesday might be the day you go to church and you get a fish fry. So today could be that kickoff day.
Yeah, I was corrected yesterday, Brian, because I kept saying we're a few days away from the official kickoff, and a few texters texted in. No, Joe, tomorrow's, we're a day away. And speaking of today,
depends
today's
on who
the
you
kickoff.
Are, right? Yeah. If you get one today or tomorrow. But I'd say there's two kickoffs this week.
I love fish fry season. I love fish fries. I talk about trying to be healthy, but if you tell me this place has a good fish fry, Brian, don't give me the menu. Just give me the fish fry.
I'm the opposite.
Oh, all right.
I'm just not a fish person in general. It's one of those Western New York things. I wish I was right there with everybody. Fish fry smells great. I love, you know, fried foods.
Good beer battered fish. Come on.
I know. I just It's a thing, Joe, where I'm sure I would like it because it's beer battered fried. I mean, you know, it could be a toothbrush. I would probably eat it and it would taste good. But it's one of those things that now I look at and say, look, I haven't done this my entire life. I'm sure I would like it if I had it. But why add that into my diet?
You know, that's a good point.
I'm trying to add, you know, a little more leafy greens.
Yeah.
Not exactly large chunks of things that have been in a fryer.
Well, just make sure you get a scoop of the coleslaw.
It's really funny to me that this is our idea of fasting for Lent. Well, it's not meat. I mean, the fish fry is bigger than any size plate the restaurant has, but, you know, it's not bleeding.
Yeah.
So we're really giving stuff up here. But a lot of people, you know, chime in with their favorite fish fry and everything like that, and I know you were talking about that. But it got me thinking of, like, tying that to another story that we were talking about this morning. Here's Daria Albinger.
We're willing to pay by the month for streaming services. Would you do the same for your favorite restaurant meals? Large chains like Panera and PF Chang's, along with Neighborhood Hangouts, are putting subscriptions on their menus as a way to increase revenue and customer visits. Some offer things like free drinks or appetizers. Others will waive the delivery charge for subscribers. Personal finance app Rocket Money says the average American had between 6 and 7 subscriptions last year. That's up from 4 in 2019. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The average American between 6 and 7 subscriptions, and that is up from about 6.7 right now in 2022, 4.2 in 2019. I have a feeling most of those are like streaming, you know, some sort of media entertainment.
Yes, yeah.
Netflix, Peacock, Paramount, you name it, they're all out there.
Yeah.
You have some sort of subscription. Can it work in a restaurant setting? Now, I heard this, and I thought, well, these examples are stupid. Like, right, at first, it's like, okay, oh, subscription for a restaurant, I'm interested. Then I heard the example, and I said, well, I'm not going to pay a monthly fee for free delivery, because I'm just not, I'm a go-pick-it-up person.
Right, of course.
And then they were talking about this Panera, and it was just drinks, and it's $12 a month, all you can drink drinks, and I didn't think about coffee there. I'm just like picturing fountain drinks. I'm like, I'm not paying $12 a month for Sprite
to pop it and get a Sprite.
Yeah, like that. It just doesn't really, or you know, their lemonade or whatever. But then you mentioned coffee, and yeah. I'm thinking like, well, something like that. I'm surprised that hasn't caught on a little bit.
The coffee subscription, yeah.
Like so many people, we talk about it all the time. Like it's part of your daily routine, going through a drive-through, picking up coffee.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, it's the same place every day. I want to say for a lot more, it's maybe somewhere different. Like maybe it's the same place every Tuesday, but Wednesday you're doing, you know, you're dropping the kids off. Instead, you take a different route, and maybe it's somewhere else.
Yeah.
So like the idea that a restaurant would say, "No, we want you here every day for this cost, and then maybe you'll buy something else here." I'm surprised that hasn't really caught on.
Yeah, but you have to think of the places that people get coffee, right? Like Tim Hortons, there's a lot of people, when you drive by Tim Hortons, they're there just for coffee. And they're just getting a coffee. Panera, not known for their coffee, hoping, okay, you're in for this coffee, but then maybe you'll sniff. Mm-hmm. And I know, hey, I'm not saying anything bad about Tim Hortons food. I'm just saying Panera's known more for their food. Maybe going in there and getting that coffee will make you remember, oh, I can get that cinnamon crunch bagel as well. I'll add that to my order. And maybe that's why a place like Tim Hortons hasn't thought of throwing it on yet.
Would you pay for a Fish Fry Friday subscription? Western New York lasts the 40 days of Lent, and then you get your bonus Ash Wednesday. So it begins today, goes all the way until Good Friday. What would be the cost?
You got to go to the same place?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're paying your one church, and they give you a punch card. You know, that's your subscription for the entire length of Lent. I mean, what would that be worth for you?
Well, my favorite thing about fish fry season, Brian, is trying out the different fish fries around Western New York. But there are people that go to the same place the entire Lent season, and you're thinking, what, you're paying $15 a fish fry? So how many Fridays are there in Lent?
You'd get, if you include today and then every Friday during Lent, you get 8 fish fries. So what would eight fish fries. You go to the same place every time, every Friday. Now, you might not do it. It's only good on Fridays.
Right.
There might be a Friday where you just don't get around to getting your fish fry.
Right.
Which I don't blame you if you don't want it every single Friday for, you know, in the next 40 days. But what would that be? $60.
Oh, that's a heck of a deal. I'd even jump on that. Yeah. That's a heck of a deal.
Like, is that a good deal for the church or whoever is putting it on? I don't really know.
That's guaranteed money, right?
Yeah.
It's guaranteed money. And like you said, it won't be every Friday.
Most likely.
Yeah. I think that's a good deal. I think it's a good deal both ways.
$60.
$60.
$50. Maybe a little too cheap on the restaurant's end.
$50, you're losing. $60.
It's really, really, restaurant, this is more like a, this is a fire hall idea.
Yeah.
The subscription.
$60's good.
Every Friday, fish fry. But what would be the place that would get you to buy a subscription for a restaurant? What's the place that you want to offer a subscription? And what do you want it to be for? 803-0930 to join us on WBEN. I feel like the Fish Fry Friday, the Western New York Lenten Fish Fry, is an idea that can catch on
for a
subscription because it's a very particular thing. I mean, you know exactly what the meal is. There's only one of it on the menu. You know exactly where you're getting it. You know the day you're getting it. You know how many times it's being served up. I mean, it's kind of like that routine thing that if you wanted to pay up front, save a little. I don't know. I feel like it could work for a lot of people.
And you're right about that being great for fire halls or churches because you're still going to drop money in the bucket at the end. You know what I mean? Like, you're still going to drop, even if you have the subscription, you're going to drop some money at the end of the table when you pick up your dinner. You know, that's still going to happen. Yeah, so you're still going to walk in those donations. I like that idea. Brian, I think in Buffalo, what we think of subscription, I think of something I get, well, I try not to anymore, but usually would get once a week, and that's a Friday night pizza and wings or Friday night pizza and fingers.
So someone just texted in, you know, wings and or pizza. But what does that look like to, you know, what would a restaurant offer first off? And then what would be good for the consumer? Like, what would be a good deal that you would say, I'll get that subscription service? Because I would not sign up for, now, like, the fish fry thing, I think a lot of people would have. A lot of people do fish fries every Friday during Lent. But I am not the type of person who would say, I want to sign up for this same thing the same day a week. Like the Pizza Friday subscription.
Right.
You go to a place, all right, it's your favorite pizza place, and we'll say, this, it works on Friday. Your subscription is good for a year. Ooh. It's a yearly subscription, and you can come in any Friday if you are a member. You get a large pizza, 15 wings. What's the price that you have to put on that if you're a pizza place?
And that's the problem with something like this, right? Because how much is too much for a subscription? Because we're talking Panera, $12. P.F. Chang's, $6. If we're talking about a pizza and 15 wings every Friday, I mean, we're talking about a subscription that's probably more than anything you pay for right now. You know what I mean? And that's even if you're saving money. How much can they really take off
of that? It's probably the opposite of what you want to do.
Yes.
Right? Because you want people to not realize that you spent $2,000 on pizza this year.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what you don't want people to think.
So
that.
As much as that's something you utilize often, I just don't know if there's something, unless it's like a slice subscription, you know, like, you know how it's with Panera, like a coffee, like a slice subscription, so much, maybe $15.99, you can walk in whenever and get at least one slice a day.
Because $15.99 a month, once a day, you can get a slice.
Right,
so
and you're not walking in that place every day.
365 slices a year, $16 a month.
Yeah. Like, I think that's something where the restaurant wouldn't lose out, and that sounds like a good deal. Like, I'm going to do that every day. You're not going to do it every day. But you know what I mean? Like, that, I think, would work out on both ends. And again, it would get you into the restaurant for something else. Like, oh my gosh, that sub looks amazing. Can I get my slice and that steak sub?
There have been different ways of testing this out. I like this. Someone said, I'd even pay $100. That's a great idea. I mean, $100 for what? Like, that's the $100 is, I mean, wings and pizza, that's how much? A large pizza, 15 wings, you walk out the door.
$35.
I was going to say $35 to $40.
Yeah.
Pretty much everywhere. So yeah, like $100, it pays for itself after a month. Like, we're talking, this is going to have to be a $1,200,
right?
$1,000, boom. But for the restaurant, it's like, all right, January 1st, my subscriptions are coming in. Here's the influx of cash right away.
Yeah, I just don't think that's something people are dropping once a year. Again, that's why the slice idea, I think, really takes off when we're talking pizza, because that's where people want to go with their focus. I think with pizza, maybe something like, I think Taco Bell, didn't they try a taco club years ago? I don't think that worked out too well, but a taco a day for so much a month?
Well, how about this instead? On the Border had a Mexican restaurant, not around here, I don't believe.
On the Border? Never heard of it.
I don't believe they're around here. But they introduced a queso club, which offered free cheese dip, you know, queso dip, for a year for a dollar. So you paid a dollar, and you're a member of the club, free queso dip.
I love queso.
Anytime you want.
Sounds good.
But the idea is, like, no one's coming in and just getting queso. Like, right. You're coming in and ordering. So they said... they had 150,000 people signed up for the queso club. I think they capped it. Members visited 7 times more often than the average guest.
Right. And they left with more than just queso.
Well, obviously. However, they said they weren't making quite enough to cover the cost of the dip on it. So they're going to reevaluate. But $2 a year, you know what I mean? Like, you're double the price. You're still only $2 a year for one add-on item. And maybe it works both ways for everybody.
Yeah.
And then what about this? It doesn't, you know, we think about like a fast food, or, you know, we're talking fish fry, we're talking pizza and wings, upscale restaurants. So how about this? Some sit-down restaurants are doing something like this. This is a El Lopo restaurant. They have a Take Care of Me club. And you can pay $89 a month. I don't think the value really works out here. For $100 in dining credits, or $175 a month for $200 in credits. Which, I mean, only once a month. I mean, what's the cost of going out right now?
Yeah, it's around.
Like $100, $200 is, you don't have to work hard to hit that number.
But I'm not doing that every month.
I mean, once or twice, like, you don't have to. You can do it 1 month and cancel.
Oh, that's a good point.
But if you go there twice in 1 month, you're hitting $200.
Yes, for sure.
If it's, you know, especially if it's a nicer restaurant. Each visit, you can also get a free drink to anyone in the bar. And when you come in, they'll start bringing out your favorite dishes.
Ah.
Like, they know, it's like the regular, you're like Norm at Cheers for like a nice upscale restaurant. And I like something like that. Like, that's... I don't know, maybe a good idea. I don't know, you know, to save $10, would I say,
boom, sign me up?
Sign me up right away. I don't know. But for something like that, maybe it's $70 and you get $100 in food.
I would do that. If it's a place I really liked and had a set favorite.
I kind of think maybe that was it. Someone said, how about a grocery store subscription? Doesn't that kind of exist? Like, can't you on like one of these shopping apps, Instacart, or something like that, sign up for a recurring delivery of the same stuff,
Instacart
milk and
Plus.
Eggs?
Yeah.
That exists already?
Something along those lines, yeah. Yeah.
But like, you put in, I know I need this.
Once a
I
week.
Know I need it once a week or every week and a half.
Before 6 o'clock.
And boom, it's at your door every Wednesday, milk and eggs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it exists. What would you do? And maybe it's not restaurants. What else do you need a subscription service for? Let us know. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. Back here, Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Okay, you know, we're tackling the restaurant industry, I guess. But no, it just all came out of this story that we were talking about earlier this morning of more restaurants offering some sort of subscription service. And what exactly would... you know, get you to subscribe to a restaurant. I mean, where would you want to subscribe to? Do you have a place that you go to enough that you'd say, yeah, I'd do a subscription service? And then what would that be for? Like, what would make sense in a thing? And I said, today's the perfect day. Today would be the perfect day for a church, for a fire hall, for somebody else to start their fish fry subscription service. $70 Ash Wednesday, and every Friday during Lent, you can come by, get your fish fry, and we'll punch the card for you.
The fish fry subscription club, it would be very popular here in Buffalo. Even I know this is for churches and fire halls, but if like a few restaurants got together and say, hey, the taste of Lent season, check it all out this much for the season pass. I don't know. That sounds pretty cool, too. Because I am the kind of person, Brian, I like to go place to place over through the season and see who really does have a good fish fry.
A couple different ones.
Yeah.
You know, you do that. You do like, you know, if there's a few volunteer fire companies like in the same zip code, you know, you can
get together,
get around and get going on something like that. Maybe they'd all work together. So you have that idea. It's not a bad idea. There are a lot of different ideas of like what you can do for a subscription service. The coffee is one of them. The coffee, I'm surprised that more places don't do the coffee.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, people have a coffee every single day. If you said to somebody, hey, $20 a month. Yeah, I don't go out and order a coffee every single day. Well, and now I can't because places aren't, find me a place that's open when we get into work. You know, no one's open 24 hours
isn't
anymore.
That's a whole show right there.
But, right? The $20 a month, like I feel like that would be a reasonable, like coffee every single day. You can come by and get your cup to start the day. I kind of think more, you know, whenever you want. Why, you know, not once a day, you know, come by. You swipe your card.
And Panera is every 2 hours. Every 2 hours, you can go in there and get a new coffee.
2 hours is, that's kind of funny.
Well, 2 hours, I mean, if you're a Tim Hortons, you probably couldn't do the 2 hours. But Brian, most coffee drinkers do drink more than one cup of coffee a day. I think the business is out there, and I think you're bringing more revenue in. You're bringing people in at times they might not come to your store, and they go, oh, you have a lunch menu? You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Panera has that for drinks where you can, you know, pay a flat fee for a year or pay monthly and get unlimited hot and cold drinks. And I was, you know, they have, a lot of people were pointing out, well, a lot of places already have like their loyalty or rewards program or something like that. I'm thinking, like, what if you added to that? So I've got the, you know, Chipotle, whatever they call it, on my phone.
Yes.
I'm a, you know, club car. I don't know. What.
You have Chipotle rewards.
Yeah, rewards. Yeah. You get the points every time.
You get 1,300 points, you got a free entree.
So what if they said, all right, you can do rewards plus. We'll give you not only some extra reward points for every purchase, but if you, for $20... with every time you make a purchase, every time you order something, you get free chips and salsa.
That's huge. That is huge because their chips are $8.
I think that would work.
Yeah.
And you'd go, you know, maybe a, their chips are not $8, are they?
I believe so.
No way.
Oh, come on.
They're not $8.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of chips and I usually get it with queso. That is $8.
That is $8?
Yes.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, I get a large chip. And a large queso.
I didn't know they had large and small chips.
Yeah, large chips and queso, $8.
$8?
Yeah. A small chip and queso, $4.50.
Woo! Yeah, so maybe that would be more than $20 for the subscription.
That's why my Chipotle is so expensive.
Oh my goodness. $8, wow. But then there's this other story when dealing with restaurants, and I wonder if this has an impact on how people shop. Bar Bill in East Aurora announced that they are no longer going to be cash only, finally accepting credit cards. And that's something that a lot of people have pointed out to me, especially over recent years when their popularity has really exploded.
Yeah.
I mean, you used to be able to go there and just walk in and get a table and I don't know, like it was kind of like a East Aurora area, like maybe South Towns, Wales. So it was almost like a little secret.
But it's exploded to the point where it's rare that you can walk in there and just get a table.
You never can. You're waiting for a very long time. It's no longer like a secret. It is now, you know, one of these places like Anchor Bar, Duff's that people seek out to go there for wings. They opened up another location. I mean, they're kind of exploding in popularity. And so I have people, you know, pointing out to me, how can you be, you know, this popular on the map and still be cash only? Like that, it's kind of crazy. Well, they're not anymore. They're accepting credit card. Is that a deal breaker for you? If a place is cash only, or is there something that you like about still having some of those cash only places?
I had no problem with it being cash only. They did have an ATM machine there if you didn't have cash, but that's not a deal breaker. If I know I'm going to a place cash only, you hit up an ATM, you get some cash in your pocket. Brian Dave Portnoy of Barstool says if it's cash only, that means it's a good place. That's his metric.
Okay.
I don't know. This might have changed because I have not gone in years, but I believe Brunner's on Main Street in Amherst is cash only. That was one of my cash only places that I remember going to.
Well, the Swanee House downtown by the arena.
That's
is,
right.
Cash. You know, a lot of people might have been there
those
last
are good
night
places.
Before the Bills game. But you can't. I mean,
no.
You wouldn't say that about a card only place.
No.
Just because of the way you pay. I do kind of like, it does become just a little bit more, I don't know, exclusive if you're a cash-only place. A cash-only place without an ATM. How would you like that?
Yeah, hey.
And you have to be a person who carries cash to be able to come in here. Like, I don't know. That it probably would be a terrible business model in 2023.
You have to have an ATM if you're going to be cash-only.
Yeah, but I feel like you could kind of make that somewhat of a gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
We're the cash, no ATM. We only want people who are carrying around cash.
Yeah.
And enough cash to be able to pay.
You don't have cash on you? Get out.
Yeah, or else you're sweating it through. I think that's kind of funny. To me, it's not a deal breaker, but I think for a lot of people, especially that bar bill, where it's so popular and you don't know in advance, we become so accustomed to now places being no cash.
That's right.
That when you see cash only, you're caught off guard.
Yeah.
For so many people, right? Like
Stadium Arena, cashless.
How are you just going to expect that to be? I don't know. I think cash only is going on the way out. There are still places that do it. You have to know, though.
I do like at Swanee House, right? Cash only, but their jukebox is card and you can control it on your phone. I do like that.
Yeah, you can do the phone jukebox there. A lot of people are saying, all right, Boston Hotel, Steak and Crab, cash only. And the breakfast places. Breakfast places, I think a lot of them have changed. I mean, that used to be kind of like exclusively cash only. But now more and more that's different.
Cash only, walk up to the register.
You walk up to the register and you have to pay and they can all pretty much take a card.
Yeah.
Because what are people carrying? If you're a cash-only business right now,
you're losing out.
You'd have to be, right? You walk into somewhere like, I don't have cash. You have people panicking.
Yeah, I mean, look, the places that we've mentioned, everyone, if you say cash-only, can tell you what places are cash-only, right? If you walk into a place, you assume, unless there's a huge cash-only sign, that they're taking card, they're taking whatever's in your pocket. People, the cash-only places that remain, look, it's lit up our text board. People know, yeah, this place and this place, those are cash-only. You know what I mean? It's like people know that when they go in.
I went and got a haircut yesterday, cash-only.
Looks good.
I mean, I don't know how if I gave them a credit card and they tried to run it through the cash register that looks like it's from 1918, I don't think it would work.
Will they bring the thing with the carbon paper? And
I remember that. You know, with all the things that we talk about with, like, identity theft and whatever, can you believe that was a thing?
Oh, my gosh.
You're just like, here's exactly what my credit card looks like, person who I've never met before.
Right, yeah.
You would never do that now.
Go test that out in a week.
Yeah. Like, you would absolutely never do it. But that's how you used to pay for things by credit card.
Yep.
You used to read on the phone, read your number out loud to some person you've never met. Hey, am I sure this is brand names or is this just Brian Namas? We'll go to Rich in Lockport. Rich, cash only, I mean, is that like a something you seek out? Is it a deal breaker?
No, actually, my wife and I, on her birthday a few years back, went to an establishment, and I can name it if you want me to. If not, that's okay, too.
No. We won't name names.
Okay. So anyways, the bill came, and we've been card people for a long time. Well, neither one of us had any money, except, as I said, it happened to be my wife's birthday, We'd stopped at her mother's. Her mother gave her a little envelope for her birthday, and fortunately there was some greenbacks in there, and we were able to pay the bill.
Rich, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
70.
I love this. So 70 years old, you're able to go out and still rely on the money out of the birthday card to buy you dinner. That's got to take you back.
Well, no, that was quite a few years back.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. I like that. You know, we've been there before, right? Oh, thank God it was my birthday. I got the card in the car. I have cash to pay for this, right? Because especially with the way prices are, I mean, it's not just I have cash. It's do you have enough cash?
Right.
Sometimes cash is good if you go to a bar or somewhere like, oh, I'm paying with cash. And I only have $25 on me. So,
yeah.
I'm not doing Johnny Paycheck tonight. You know, we're having three drinks and we're out.
That's why I say when you go to a casino, there should be no plastic in your pocket. This is the cash you have and you're out.
You know how I know I am not a casino person?
Why is that?
It was the first time I ever went to a casino ATM. And you go to the ATM at the casino, and I'm used to going to an ATM. And what's the standard thing? 20, 40, 60, 80? And you put in the first option that pops up is like 200?
Yeah.
Like, whoa! I was thinking 20.
Yeah.
But
200 and, by the way, $5. $5
yeah,
to use
right.
This ATM.
200, 400? 800? Yeah, I think I'm in the wrong place.
But, you know, you talk cash only, and that's another thing with how expensive things have gotten. Has the economy priced cash only out of being a thing?
You have to carry around a lot of cash.
Right, and I don't care what time it is. Most people, no matter if this is 2023 or 1993, most people don't carry around $100, $150 in cash. So you wonder if these prices are why places like Barbill are saying, hey, we got to go card because people, number one, don't carry cash. Number two, they're not carrying around this kind of cash with the way prices are fluctuating.
I like carrying around cash. So now it's like basically everything I do is on the card. It's just easier that way. And it's what people expect. But I still do like to leave the cash tip.
Yes.
Because the cash tip, you know, like I remember working, you know, different service jobs. And I mean, this true story. I worked, you know, at one place where, you know, people would leave tips on their card all the time. And we went months before someone said, hey, you have to like input this tip separately or mark the receipt. You're not getting any of this tip. Like, so just like all these tips that people left on their card, they were never charged to the card.
Oh my gosh.
And then we never got them, you know, in any form. Cause I would always think, like, hey, how's this added to the. They were never added. And we just like never got the tip money. And that always stayed with me. And so, like, I always try and have cash if I know I'm going out somewhere just for the tip at least.
Yeah.
Which is enough. Someone, you know, is raising the point from Sabres games and Bills games, any arena event. And it's not just here, it's almost anywhere you go now around. You go to a football game, you go to a hockey game, something like that. It's all cashless. And it has. They started that in 2020, and then, you know, there's no going back. Not just cashless, ticketless.
Ticketless,
that's another
cashless.
Thing. But cashless, and I remember, you know, talking to a few vendors who have said, you know, I used to make a lot of money in tips, especially the guys who are going seat to seat, and that's not there anymore because...
Well, there's no keep the change.
There's no keep the change. And when it's like a $15 beer,
yeah,
you're not leaving that big of a tip on
nope.
A drink that costs, what, three times what it would anywhere outside of there.
Yeah.
So it has its own drawbacks for that. And on the ATM fees, how many people are still paying ATM fees?
It depends what kind of plan you have with your bank. I do not pay ATM fees.
Yeah,
thank you to my bank.
I have not for a while. And then I forget who I was having this conversation with. And they were like, oh, well, what about the fees? I'm like, wait, your bank doesn't pay you back for fees? Like, I told them, like, you're not talking to Bill Gates here. Like, I'm no high roller to have, like, there's no platinum card in my pocket. I've got, as far as I know, the standard checking thing here for, you know, taking out money, and they're giving me back my fees, so.
The only thing I'll say is, when you use an ATM machine on the, which it's not the ATM machine because you're saying machine twice, but when you're using the ATM on the weekend, it is a little annoying because you don't get those charges back till Monday. That's cheap Joe Beamer speaking.
Oh, I was going to say, that's you're running by the skin of your teeth there. We'll go to Bobby in Tonawanda. You're on WBEN. Cash only. I mean, are you a cash only person when you go out?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I don't want to put $2 on a credit card or $8 on a credit card. The only time I use my credit card is like if I have to go and the item might be a couple hundred dollars. Then I use my credit card. But if I have to go get gas, I take money with me. If I go out to eat, I take money with me. And, you know, this may sound crazy, but didn't they say years ago when you use your credit cards, I don't know who it is that can track you and tell what you buy or how much you spend?
You know, Bobby, you raised some good points. I'm trying to think here. I don't know. But I will say, too, I'm like, my mind is stuck on what you were saying. I'm not going to use a credit card to pay for $1 or $2. And I used to feel the exact same way.
And then the vending machine started taking credit cards.
Like, that has gone away from me. I still do feel goofy.
Yeah.
Going to a convenience store or something like that, you're buying like a drink out of, you know, or something like a snack, something that costs like a few dollars, and paying with a card. Like, I do still feel goofy like doing that.
That, if it's a credit card, yes, but I'm not using it. It's money I have on my debit card. It'd be, in my opinion, pretty dumb to charge a dollar. There is a difference when you're just taking this out of my bank account.
How's there a difference though?
Because the card is money I don't have. That's I'm asking for. The debit card is, this is just coming out of my bank account. I just didn't feel like carrying it around. These people have my money. There's a dollar. That I do feel, it would be odd if I had to borrow a dollar to get something out of the vending machine. It's a lot different if I take my bank card and get it out of the vending machine. I do understand that line of thinking.
I think you might stumble down a show for tomorrow. How do you use your credit card? Because I use a credit card for absolutely everything. I never use my debit card out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. What you ask any security, you know, personal security, cybersecurity person, like number one rule, like if you're at a gas station somewhere else, don't use your debit card. Because if you have your credit card information stolen, well, just like you said, it's not coming out of your bank. If you have your debit information stolen, I have,
and I called my bank and got that money back
in my account.
Yeah, but
still, then, for a time there, you literally don't have your money. Like, they're spending your money.
That's a good point. However, I had a really good experience. Within 24 hours, my money was back, and I had a new card number.
Well, you're just talking about an ATM fee not being replenished. Someone spending, you know, $900 out of your own bank account, and you're like, oh, well, in 24 hours, it was back.
That was a joke. I don't avoid the ATMs because of the $2 I'm not getting till Monday. But
I use my credit card for everything, and there's no, I mean, it's I use the credit card for everything. It's paid off
now, I know,
on the date that it's due. Like, I'm not carrying a balance month to month on the credit card at all, but it's used for absolutely everything.
Look at you. All right.
You get, you know, your cash back rewards, all the other things on your credit card. Why wouldn't you use it?
Well, you know, Dave Ramsey says that you shouldn't use your credit card.
But why? If you are paying off that card every single month to
the
balance,
and that helps your
why would
score?
You not use it? It helps your credit score. You're getting cash back from the credit card company.
I just think I'd rather use the money I have. It's just a line of thinking.
But you are. If you use your credit card like it with that same attitude as it is your debit card.
But it's still something I have to pay at the end of the month. My debit card, I don't. That's money that's already there. I don't have to think about it.
I don't know. Well, we'll discuss more in depth tomorrow.
By the way, we were talking about subscriptions, and I just wanted to make a point. I saw a subscription, you know, we're hearing about the subscriptions for restaurants like we were talking. There is now something called a watch subscription, where you can subscribe for like so much money a month, and you get a watch sent to your house every month. I mean, what are they going to think of next, Brian?
A watch?
A watch subscription.
Why?
I guess people like to have a countless number of watches to go with their nice suits. But they're really starting with everything.
It's above my pay grade, I think.
Believe me, when you see the price per month, yes, it's above all of our pay grades.
We'll both be back here tomorrow. You got David Bellavia coming up next after the news on WBEN.